Good morning. You're tuned into Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning with my guest for the morning interview, which it's perfect timing because it's the guest who was just giving us a PSA that we got to hear on the radio now, which we're here to talk about the topic of the Sitka Farmers Market. I'm here with Debbie Brinsfield, the Sitka Farmers Market Manager. Debbie, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me, Brooke. It's always great being on your show.
It's great to have you here and to talk about something so fun, you know, for the summertime. Yeah. It might not always feel like summertime here. So we need these other things that make us feel like, okay, it's summer. The farmer's market's happening.
That's right. And we've had a cold, rainy season. Everybody's kind of ready to get out of the house and go have fun. And the farmer's market is a perfect place to go out, see and be seen, and see all these one-of-a-kind, unique items that we sell.
Well, actually, let's start there. Before we get to talking about the farmer's market and what's going to be happening tomorrow for the first farmer's market of the season, talk a little bit about this cold, rainy summer you've been talking about. You just mentioned because it has impacted the farmer's market a little bit. Tell us about that.
It really has. We voted not to have a farmer's market in June because the produce at the St. Peter's Fellowship Farm was just not thriving yet. And we've had that all over Sitka. Anybody that's growing knows what I'm talking about. And it's just something that doesn't happen often, but when it happens, we just have to be patient because we walk out and see this beautiful, beautiful scenery that we live in. And we just have to remember sometimes this too will pass.
That's right. So yeah, you mentioned the Sitka Local Foods Network and the St. Peter's Fellowship Farm. I do want to talk a little bit about that, the organization, the Sitka Local Foods Network. There's been a little bit of change with sort of the organization itself, and I was wondering if you could fill us in on that.
Love to. So our leader and man extraordinaire, Mr. Charles Bingham, has sadly moved away. He's on the ferry right now heading to Bellingham and then to Port Angeles. So he is gone, and he has been part of the Sitka Local Foods Network and the president for many years. And when I first started managing in 2014, he was on the board. And then later on, he became the board president and the farmer's market assistant manager. So on that note, I am looking for an assistant manager. I have someone, a trial run coming today. But if you love people and you love produce and you just love Sitka and the community, I would love for you to talk to me. My number is 738-4323. We can talk anytime. And I just want to put that little bit out there. Like I said, I have someone doing a trial run this morning. But it is a very important job. It assists me as backup. And anything can happen at the farmer's market, good, bad, crazy, wild. So last year we had tablets that weren't working, and we have 20 people lined up for produce. And you just have to know how to keep your cool in that. And it was kind of frustrating, but we managed through it. So we need a boots on the ground kind of person.
Okay.
So yeah, that great. Would be great.
Yeah. So that is a big change. And looking for someone to help fill part of Charles's role. And then you also have a fellow board member, Joel Hansen, who has kind of stepped in and taken over as acting president for the board. But then so he's remains the same? His role has changed a little bit?
So he's been the treasurer for many years. He's the most amazing human on the planet. He does so much for us. And I did ask him if he would like to just have the stipend of the Sitka Farmers Market Assistant Manager. And he politely turned it down. He's very, very awesome and modest. So he's just happy being a volunteer. But he does so much for us. He's in charge of our trailer where we keep all of our inventory and our signs that you see around town, all of our sandwich boards. And he just does so much. I could just go on forever, all the things that he does. We would be lost without this man. And we have a great board. On our board is Laura Schmidt, who is the lead gardener at St. Peter's Fellowship Farm. She's amazing. We have just amazing humans on this board. We really do. And then Andrea and Gabe from Middle Island Gardens. They also have produce, and they've also had a trying time with this cold, rainy season. But they will be at the market. They're at all the markets, and they will be there, thank goodness. So
great.
We might not have tons and tons of produce, but we do have produce or we wouldn't have had the market tomorrow.
Well, yeah, let's talk about that. So you mentioned the St. Peter's Fellowship Farm and Laura Schmidt, who is the lead gardener there. She'll be there with the produce from the garden there. And
right. She picks it that morning, so it's as fresh as it can get.
Okay. And then Middle Island Gardens will also be there.
Yeah.
Andrea Fraga and Caleb Aldred, and
yeah,
they'll be selling produce as well. So folks who are looking to get some fresh, locally grown food, they
yeah
can still come out to the farmer's market and get it, despite our cold, rainy spring.
Exactly, exactly. We're just so glad that our two major produce vendors, Sitka Local Foods Network and Middle Island Gardens, will be there in style. So we're very happy about that.
Well, there's also going to be plenty of other people there as well, other vendors. You had a whole list of vendors that are going to be packing the, it happens at the A&B Founders Hall, is that correct?
Yes, it's at 235 Catley-Ann. You can't miss it. It's the big green and white building, and it's where I've lived my life for the last 20-something years.
So you're home too?
Yeah, I'm home.
And it'll be from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday.
On tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. tomorrow. And we have a full house of vendors. So if you have not ever come to our farmers market, this is a great time to try it out, because we have all the tables have been rented. And when we had our last board meeting, I talked to the board and we voted to bring down the price from $40 a table to $35. I just felt like our vendors kind of need a break, because sometimes when they're starting out, they just barely break even. So the board was very receptive to that. Again, a wonderful board for Sitka Local Foods Network. They voted unanimous consent to go from 40 to 35, which never happens in this world. So we're really proud of that item.
Yes, that is exciting. So if there are listeners out there who, whether they grow food or have something that they'd like to sell at the farmer's market, they can also get involved as a vendor.
Yeah.
And they could reach out to you.
Yeah.
The phone number you gave us earlier, 738-4323.
Yes. And we also have a website to register any of the markets all the way through to the last one. And that is sitkafarmersmarket.eventsmart.com.
Okay, great. So go there if you're a vendor.
Yeah.
But also come out tomorrow morning to the first farmer's market to check out what it is like and see if it might be a good fit for you. And then you could also meet Debbie and the other vendors there. So let's talk a little bit about what people can expect. Aside from these produce sellers, there's going to be quite a few other types of vendors there selling all variety of things. I know you're particularly excited about Denise Roy and Denise Roy Designs. Can you tell us about that vendor?
Denise is Rachel Roy, the chamber director's mother, and she is a fabulous lady. She is a master beater. I spend all my money at her table. She has the most amazing earrings and just the most unique, one-of-a-kind items. And she works very hard, and she does, it's not just earrings, it's other indigenous items too, and it's just so worth coming to see her table. And we're so excited. She has recently relocated to Sitka, so we couldn't be happier to have her here.
I also want to ask you about, it's kind of like a mother-daughter team. They're two separate tables. One of them is a youth vendor, Finnegan Gruder, and then next to her is her mother, Tasha Folsom. Can you tell us about those two vendors? I guess Tasha is Tidal Trove?
Tidal Trove, and it's Tidal Trove / Gone Feral. And then Finnegan is very young. I think she might only be six this year, but she was our first Table of the Day winner last year. She was 5 years old, and she did jams and cookies and baked items, and she's just a sweetheart. And when I was here last year, I kept talking about we wanted to bring in the youth and have youth tables. And we do have another youth table, the Sitka Spruce Tips 4-H Club, and Jasmine Shaw is in charge of that. And they also won Table of the Day last year, and one of the different markets that we had. And we're so proud of them. We're so glad they're coming back. We're so glad Finnegan is coming back. And we just love to encourage our youth. And if you have youth that are baking or doing crafts, use the farmers market as a small incubator, business incubator, and get them out, get them on their table and let them sell, because I have never had a youth vendor that didn't sell everything out, almost the whole table. And that's very exciting for our littles. So
absolutely,
we're really happy about them.
We have so many more vendors to talk about, but we're all out of time.
Oh my gosh.
So we'll let listeners go to the Sitka Farmers Market. Tomorrow is the first one, Saturday, July 12th, 10 a.m. at the A&B Founders Hall. It's from 10 to 1. And then there'll be farmers markets every other week throughout the summer, throughout September. And I've been chatting with Debbie Brinsfield, the Sitka Farmers Market Manager, about Sitka Farmers Market. Thank you, Debbie, for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW, Sitka.